from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're featuring some powerful women, an Italian girl, a political junkie, and a pop star. David Wiegand is our pop star. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And some music now from a San Jose band.
Y así nos tomamos un par de botellas, hembritas tan buenas para conversar. De pronto se acerca, dice el cantinero, señoras, señores, es hora de cerrar. Nos vamos, le dije, pero antes yo quiero solo una cosita poder aclarar.
That's Los Tigres del Norte. Just makes me want to get up and do a two-step.
Oh, please don't.
Okay. And that's from their newest album, and it's about a difficult choice between a mother and a daughter made by a guy at a bar. But these guys are musical superstars, huge all over this country.
This band has been huge since it was founded in the late 60s, and great practitioners of Norteño music. Jorge Hernandez founded this band. They're just great. 5 Latin Grammy Awards and just legions and legions of fans.
And they're at the SAP Center in San Jose on Sunday. And now another Red Hot show. It's called Red Hot Patriot, and it's about the newspaper columnist Molly Ivins, as played by the far more glamorous Kathleen Turner, who's got this deep, gravelly voice.
She does, yeah. The older she gets, the lower her voice gets, but her talent is still immense. I remember seeing her in a not very good play about Tallulah Bankhead, and I didn't care that the play was terrible just because it was amazing watching her. Molly Ivins was such an icon. She was a good old girl from Texas,
She went to Smith College.
Yeah. But she was one of those people like Ann Richards. I mean, there was, just an unabashed liberal, no BS about her whatsoever.
And very tough on W.
Very tough on W, yep. Was not her favorite letter of the alphabet.
Kathleen Turner plays Molly Ivins in Red Hot Patriot at Berkeley Rep through January 4th. And a shout-out also to The Old Woman. That's director Robert Wilson's very strange, really surreal vaudeville featuring a couple of big stars.
That's right. It's Mikhail Baryshnikov and Willem Dafoe. It sounds extremely strange and captivating.
Yeah, kind of playing a Laurel and Hardy parts, but if they're played by the devil. Cal performances tonight through Sunday at Zellerbach Hall on the Berkeley campus. Almost sold out. Something silly now from Rossini. The voice of Marilyn Horne as Isabella, the Italian girl kidnapped by the Turks. This is kind of a politically incorrect comedy.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's very silly and a lot of fun being staged by San Jose Opera.
That's right. Not with Marilyn Horne, obviously, but that's a commercial recording. This is one of my very favorite Rossini operas. It's been done at San Francisco Opera many times, and it really is rollicking fun. Marilyn Horne would, cook pasta on stage in one of the scenes and this sort of thing. It's quite fun. There were a lot of operas in the 19th century that sort of traded on this, European in a strange land kind of thing. And this is really funny. And Lisa Chavez plays Isabella. And it's the Italian girl of the title. Do not miss this opera.
The Italian Girl in Algiers continues at San Jose Opera through November 30th. And More Than One Way is a show opening this evening at Southern Exposure, and that's a juried show of young artists or promising local talent. That's in quotes, according to the press release. And this is one of the Bay Area's premier nonprofit galleries. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary.
That's right, 40 years of doing amazing work, and this is really an annual event for them, but really, really special. This gives artists a chance to have their work shown. There's no entry fee at all. It's a blind selection process. You can find some wonderful gems here and just get a sense of really the expressiveness of Bay Area artists, and maybe not the ones who are at the De Young yet, but you never can tell.
They will be. More Than One Way opens at the Southern Exposure Gallery at 20th Street in San Francisco's Mission District this evening and continues through December 13th. Now some very popular pop. That's Sky Ferreira sounding very much like a mix of 80s glam and 90s grunge or something.
Right.
I have to say, this is amazing pop, but I have this feeling like she's just sort of a goth Katy Perry.
I don't know. I think she's kind of a polymath musically. And what I love about her is that she comes from an ancient time in many, many ways because she got famous on something called MySpace.
Right. And when she was 15.
Yeah, exactly. So now she's really old. She's really up there. I think she's like 22. But really, it's just an incredible singer and a lot of range, actually, if you listen to her music.
Sky Ferreira plays three nights at the Independent in San Francisco, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But hurry, the first two shows are sold out. And hey, we have time now to talk about some shows we're very keen on. David, you got a preview of a couple of dances from two different companies with performances this weekend.
I did. I went to the Dance Far benefit the other night, saw 11 different companies or pieces of them, and some of them really blew me away. One that I'm really hot on was Robert Decker's Post Ballet. They did a piece called Yours is Mine. And this is an incredible piece of work. It's aggressive, sexual, possessive, intense. And I'm going to be there, so you should as well. I also got a chance to see Raza from Alonzo King's current program. This is a collaboration with Zakir Hussain. Again, just blew me away.
Robert Decker's Post Ballet has its inaugural fall season at Z-Space in San Francisco tonight through Sunday, and Alonzo King's Lines Ballet is tonight through Sunday at Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco. And I made it to the Aurora Theater in Berkeley for its new show, Breakfast with Mugabe, and this is like a master class with a couple of tremendous performers. L. Peter Callender plays Robert Mugabe, the Zimbabwean dictator, and he's seeking help from a white psychiatrist played by Dan Hyatt. And Hyatt and Callender are just fabulous together in this power dynamic. This is like Macbeth on the couch trying to seek exorcism for some old ghosts, and it's just a wonderful work. And Aurora has just extended Breakfast with Mugabe through December 14th. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows and more at kqed.org/thenewlist. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.